producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fridays, nothing like them on the planet Earth, right? Just feels like a day where you're right about at the finish line. And after a busy week, it feels like that for yours truly. I'm sure Todd the Radio God and Manny the Man, our own Snerdly, Manny the Microphones, and maybe a few of you in our audience as well. But it doesn't mean we can't finish strong. Let's do it up at 800-228-0550. Starting with some breaking news today, John Boehner resigning. Evidently, there's a meeting still taking place in the Capitol with this news being announced to the members of the Republican caucus. And obviously, I'm trying to find out what the heck it all means. Now, I'm sure many of our audience, many in our audience, will have some strong opinions about this to the tune of good riddance. And I think it's good leadership myself, knowing what I know. But we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program. Fridays were brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program, North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can, and Does, and a whole lot. Big week for the North Dakota Petroleum Council with their annual meeting just wrapping up earlier in the week. And we end the week broadcasting for our friends from AE2S Nexus. They are a major sponsor of the 85th Annual North Dakota League of Cities Conference that is taking place right here in Fargo. At the Holiday Inn. In fact, just saw Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary already today, and saw Blake Crosby earlier from the League of Cities, and they're most of them are golfing right now, but I guess the Bismarck Mayor is just too darn busy to golf, so he is busy working the hallways and going to town, and he's going to stop by a little later and say hi. So is the Mayor of Williston, Howard Klug, will be here. Howard's a good friend of the program. Look forward to catching up with him. And also Sean Gaddy, who is the AE2S Nexus Division Manager and also a professional engineer. We'll talk about the work they do with cities in helping them, whether it's drinking. What AE2S is really they're consultants. They advise. They really help you in many areas. Now they're engineers and there are many things, but they're a consulting firm that specializes in drinking water, wastewater, water resources, rural water solutions. For instance, right now, working on major water treatment plants in Williston, Fargo, Grand Forks, and many other projects in North Dakota, many in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana. Now, AE2S Nexus is a division that is a dedicated financial and asset management company. So that was created when the leadership at AE2S said, you know what, cities and utilities could use some help with the financial aspect of engineering and infrastructure projects, help them determine how they're getting the best value for the taxpayer, as an example. And they also have a staff that specializes in state and federal funding programs as well, and project financing. So we'll talk about a little bit of all of that today on the program. I really want to start with your opinion on why John Boehner is resigning. What's going on? What's happening there? Also on the program today, we're going to talk with Monsignor Shea from the University of Mary, America's Leadership University. He was in the chamber yesterday when Pope Francis entered and spoke to that storied body. So looking forward to a conversation with him coming up a little later on in the hour as well on the program. And, of course, if you have questions or comments for him, that's welcome as well. We'll shorten our visit a little bit with Monsignor today just because I imagine most of you are going to want to talk about John Boehner. But literally, you can talk about anything you want, as always. I mean, if there's a bigger story, I talked to a business owner in downtown Fargo earlier today, who sent me a text. Him and his wife have a new business down there called the Nutrition Club, downtown Fargo. And they pull up to their shop, and what do they see? This is about 6:30 this morning. A charred flag. They put up this big flag, big enough that you could touch it when you go by, but hanging off the front of the building, completely destroyed, burnt in an ash-filled pile. And the poor man was just in tears over it, understandably. Just said, who would do this? And what a way to do it. So I guess more evidence that Fargo is very different than you know, West Fargo West in North Dakota. It is. And unfortunately, Grand Forks has been that way for a while, where it's very different than, you know, Amarillo West. It's sad, really, and it's something every North Dakotan ought to worry about, in my mind. It is. The access of evil between Iran, Russia, I'm going to put them in this category, and Syria to take on ISIS is scary in the national news front today. My goodness, can you believe this? And you tell me, but it looks to me like Vladimir Putin's going, you know what, I got this, Obama. Take a back seat because you obviously aren't equipped to handle these guys, so we'll go take them out. It is just a vacuum of leadership that has been causing all this. I can't even believe it. One other local story, what the Industrial Commission did yesterday is significant news. I'm talking about their decision to delay, just briefly, the pending regulations on flaring. And, you know, there's been targets that have been set by the industry. The industry said, we want to do this. It's very important for people to realize. We want to do this. And here's when we want to do it by. And the Industrial Commission said, okay, well, then everything changed. Go back and look at what's happened since last November. So the industry comes back and said, you know, we need to extend that a little bit. And unfortunately, our governor and our attorney general had a tough decision on this one. Doug Goring right away said, this makes sense. But the governor said, I need more evidence. And, you know, to the attorney general's credit, he certainly had warmed up to it by our conversation with him on Thursday. But for people who think we have, you know, right-wing loons that just go along with anything industry wants running the Industrial Commission, far from it. Far from it. I mean, there are very moderate tones that come regularly out of the Attorney General's office as well as the governor's office, and this is a prime example. Now, to their credit, they did it, okay? So let's give them credit. But it shouldn't have been the tough decision it was. This was a no-brainer. It's a 10-month extension. My gosh. They better look at the checkbooks the state have and realize what is coming in as a result of oil and gas development and say, that's your sugar daddy. Don't go kick it in the teeth. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, but it ended well. Here's my quick take on John Boehner, and then we'll get to the calls here. John Boehner is taking one for the team. John Boehner realizes he's become the target. But that may be a good thing politically to take a little bit of the pressure off. I'm telling you what, who takes that position is very important. Okay, now John Boehner's far from perfect. We spent a lot of time, coincidentally, talking about this with Congressman Cramer earlier in the week, and you heard Congressman Cramer say that John Boehner was termed out as Speaker. So, you know, this was going to be his last term as Speaker anyway, and I think what he's doing is going a little bit earlier to allow for a new leader to emerge and ultimately lead the cause for House Republicans in the next election. That's probably wise. That's good leadership. But for those of you that are critics of John Boehner, I wouldn't go, yes, ding dong, the witch is dead. Now we can soar. Because that's one tough job. That's one tough job. And that guy, while he didn't do it perfectly, knew what to do in maneuvering things. You know, in getting, I should play back the call that Congressman Cramer got this week from a John in Minot. And Congressman Cramer received a call that went quickly, I'll paraphrase like this. Congressman Cramer, I don't like that John Boehner. Are you going to vote against him? Congressman Cramer, no. Here's why. He's done blank, 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 blank. John from Minot. You know, I was calling to tell you should resign if you don't support the guy, but I didn't know all that, so now I think a little differently. That's how the call went. But perception becomes reality. And sometimes, Ed Schaefer taught me this one time in a discussion I had with him about the president of UND at the time, Ken Baker, who I was a critic of early on and came to really appreciate his leadership skills during the flood of 1997. And I was arguing that Ken Baker should not be, you know, thrown under the bus by the Board of Higher Ed or the governor or anybody else. And Ed Schaefer taught me an important leadership lesson. He said, Scott, here's the deal. Sometimes, right or wrong, you lose your ability to lead. Doesn't mean you messed up and you yourself, but circumstances are such that you can no longer lead. Ken Baker, while I agree with you, has done a lot of good things and has earned the ability for a second chance, doesn't get one here because of what's happened. You just got to go, and that's probably the case with John Boehner. He owns some of the things that have happened to this point, and it's probably time for a new leader. That'd be my take. What's yours? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, are you ready for some text today? Would you go for that?
Threw one up already.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, 701-226-8503. But because it's Friday, we start with the one, the only, Bob in West Hope, North Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind?
About the Fighting Sioux nickname.
Lay it on.
Okay. Tonight, West Hope, Sioux, and Newburgh, and Glenburn are playing the Velvet Aggies here at West Hope. Okay, now, to get this, to keep this Fighting Sioux in stride anyway yet, we should transfer that to the West Hope Sioux. Instead of the West Hope Sioux, call it the West Hope Fighting Sioux.
That'd be a nice honor. You work on that. Get back to us on how that comes out. And but again, I find it interesting, the West Hope Sioux, no controversy there. And how many Native American schools have Native names? But all of those feel like, you know, you're refighting a battle that's been fought and lost, unfortunately. But I'd love it if West Hope would do it. And Bob, you're the man to get that done on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which, by the way, the Big Flavor truck today is at Family Fair Fargo. More on that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay Counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour, rolling on live from the Holiday Inn in Fargo today for the League of Cities meeting. We're here for AE2S Nexus Broadcasting Live, 85th Annual Conference. And a lot to talk about today on the program. Uh-oh. I think Monsignor Shea is actually calling the wrong number. He's calling my cell phone right now. Manny, I was just going to ask you if Monsignor Shea was on the phone. We'll have to get that word to them. I'll text.
Who would I do when you call me? on my other show. Just hold your phone up to the mic.
I do not want to do that. I would do it if, you know, it was you calling me. I could, you know, like I've done to you. But
I already knew I stood like many, many, many levels beneath one senior Shay, but I actually ranked. Okay.
No, I would do it for everybody else except one senior Shay, basically. I just don't
You probably shouldn't. I mean, that's...
I don't want to. Yeah.
Although, in all fairness, I did that to you a couple of times, so yeah, it's only turnabout's fair play, right?
I like doing that, actually. Yeah, my favorite ever was one day when he says, call my show. I get a text, call my show. And I'm driving, and I've been on the phone the whole time during the Cape Fire Cafe, somewhere between Minot and Bismarck, so I called the show. And it goes click, and I'm on the air, and it's, hey, Scott, it's Clay Jenkinson. Well, hey, Clay, how are you? So, what do you think of Heidi Heitkamp not running for governor? What do you think about Drew Wrigley? Can he now run for governor? What do you think about, you know?
He's been dying to have interaction with you. You've wanted to have a thing with him, and I managed to pull it all together. You guys need advance notice for that? I didn't realize how horrible the cell phone coverage is between Wilton and Bismarck.
Yeah, What is the deal there?
It's terrible. And I kept, after that show, I kept getting text after text. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I'm like, what? Why? There's so much traffic. Come on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable is right. By the way, telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. I'm just trying to multitask here, and I don't do that well. in texting Monsignor.
Plus, the other time I put you on straight from my iPhone into my mic, you texted, I was just starting, I have breaking news, and I'm like, what? Call me. And you called myself, so I just thought, well, if I hold the speakerphone up to the mic, and it sounded fine on the radio from what I could, you know, gather from everybody, so I figured, well, all right.
All right, so I...
Plus, I was buying you some time to multitask there because you don't, by your own admission, multitask well. So
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Anyway, what we'll do is we'll quote you. Thank you for pointing out the obvious. But I think it's going to be Manny. I'm going to send you the number, and if you want to just arrange this for us to call him or him to call us at the bottom of the hour, that'd probably be the best thing to do at this point. Okay.
He could call the Cloverdale Bacon Hotline if he wanted to, and
well, he could
also get through to Manny.
He could, but I'm guessing he's busy and he's you know.
Oh, okay, one of those kind of things. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that probably.
Plus, we don't want him, you know, to, you know, get mixed in with everybody else who just wants to win Cloverdale Bacon. I mean, he's
so. Let's talk about some of this news here today, okay?
Shoot.
So, John Boehner. Here's one texter to Todd. You can always call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, or text Todd on the Cloverdale Big Flavor text 9000, whatever we call that, at 701-226-8503.
If they want to give me some bacon, they can use my phone number as their bacon text line. That's fine.
They were in West Fargo yesterday. I'm sorry. They are in West Fargo today. I last break said they were in Fargo. Sorry. They are in West Fargo at the Family Fair today. 2 until 6 for another Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour stop. And stop in and try the country brats and the summer sausage and all the goodies. And they have specials on through Sunday at all of the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Family Fair locations. As a matter of fact, how about this? Country brats, 2 for $6. And 28-ounce tangy Cloverdale summer sausage, only $8.99. So that's fantastic. You can't go wrong there. Here's the text. I'm happy to see Boehner go, but I'm sad that nothing will change. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We're going to end up with another sissy that won't stand up and play hardball politics. We need to regain the initiative and start challenging and stand up to the liberals. Another texter. Boehner needed to go. With rapidly turning into a vote of no confidence situation, yes, he knew procedure, which he often used to undermine conservatives. Now we just need McConnell to follow suit, what may be even worse than Reid, considering his...
Ouch.
He worse than Reid, considering his capitulation to the left.
Ouch. Worse than Reid. Ow.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, look, first of all, you know what we're witnessing in those two texts right there? Mm. We are witnessing the reason Donald Trump is leading in the polls as the Republican presidential candidate.
Touche. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're witnessing. We are seeing people who want fight. They want mad. And I will say this, whoever the new candidate for speaker is, and by the way, there'll be a vote. Okay, you don't just appoint a speaker. They have to have a, I mean, a speaker goes out and makes the case. So Kevin McCarthy, no doubt, will be a candidate. He's a, you know, one of the other leaders from California. He'll definitely be a candidate. But there'll be others as well. Now, what I will say about this vote of no confidence, it literally was a handful of folks. It was a pretty small deal. But I think we're ready for this debate, and I think we're ready for it in the Republican Party. Is Donald Trump the right guy? You know, in other words, Donald Trump's got some issues. You know, his tax policy is really bad, as you heard Stephen Moore say. There's some things that, you know, fairly could be called moderate and not conservative. On the other hand, he's got fight. And he's got a lot of people involved in the political process that wouldn't otherwise be in the process. So if the others would fight, maybe you'd say, well, I like Rubio or I like Cruz. But why hasn't Cruz been able to broaden his appeal to date? Why is Trump leading and not Cruz, right? So, you know, these are good conversations. Let's go down to Aberdeen, South Dakota, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's Tim. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you got two stories going this morning, Boehner and the burning of that flag. You know, I haven't agreed with everything that Boehner's done either, but that's part of the reason why Republicans aren't doing as well as they could is because they turn on each other so much. You got the burning of the American flag, and a couple weeks ago, somebody was comparing Heitkamp to a goat, and you didn't think name calling was appropriate, and it's not. That's not the way you solve problems, is by name calling. But that's the burning of the flag. That's the type of people that she represents. The Democrats and the left, did they name call? You know, when Joel Heitkamp used to be on KFYR, he tried to be fair, but at times where he'd go off on tangents and start calling names and stuff like that. You know, and then the other day with the people driving out their lights on, you know, calling them morons. The left does way more than that. What does the burning of the American flag compared to name calling, what does that accomplish? And the death threats to that lady that wouldn't, sign those marriage licenses. If there was one death threat to any gay person, that the media would be all over that. But she received death threats. Her husband received death threats. Her lawyer received death threats. That's the Democratic Party.
Well, I tell you, it is. It's a vicious deal. It really is. And you know, I'm not going to put every horrible, awful thing on the Democrats. I'll say this: at bare knuckle politics, they're really good. They're really good. And it, what it does is command a lot of discipline. So, you know, I don't think we want that, do we, as Republicans? But that's how they get done what they need to get done. In other words, Mitch McConnell doesn't play it as dirty as Harry Reid, should he? Monsignor Shea, when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hovind, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. We'll kick things off Friday's ranch tour. On Saturday, you'll hear updates from Jerry Hagstrom, Top Ag News reporter and D.C. insider, plus updates on the status on country origin labeling. It's your industry, your issues. Make a difference. Show up and get involved. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Business in North Dakota, and I'm very thankful that the oil is booming and bringing in all this stuff. But I give credit to them, the Attorney General, for taking the time and not being bought or appearing to be bought. So overall, I think the decision was good, and I think everybody came out of it. I don't think that they did anything wrong as far as making the oil business work a little bit for it. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I hear the sentiment of what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I mean, you shouldn't just be able to go in and have something rubber stamped without question. But, you know, I mean, again, go back to the special places debate. I mean, what in the world? You know, that was not a conservative viewpoint of that particular issue. All right. And all I'm saying is this was in my mind not a big ask. We're all in the same place and wanting to get flaring done. The industry said here's the targets. Here's where we want to go. They said that themselves. Industrial Commission adopted that. You know, and a sea change has happened. Global, impacts to the change that happened since last November. So they go back in for a 10-month extension, and it's like, I mean, there was a major grassroots effort to get that decision done. Why? Again, here's what I worry about. I think that the governor and the attorney general worry more about the perception of what it looks like than what's real. In other words, okay, what's right and wrong? Pick right. And if right means, oh, somebody's going to say I'm just doing that because, explain yourself. Say, this is why I'm doing it. That's all I'm saying. But I do agree with you on that point and appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 on the Big Flavor, Cloverdale Hotline, our telephone number. More on John Boehner a little later on in the program, as well as the Industrial Commission decision yesterday. And I also promised to find out a little bit more about that flag burning in downtown Fargo. Right now, something I had planned to do, actually, in Washington, D.C., and just didn't work out because of the timing of the Pope's visit and when his actual broadcast would happen. But I knew that our next guest, a great leader of a great institution, the University of Mary's Monsignor James Shea, the president, was going to be in the chamber for the Pope's address, historic address before that House chamber yesterday, and wanted to get his analysis and insight to what he saw and what happened, and we get to do it now. We just get to do it from North Dakota. Monsignor, welcome back to the program. How are you?
It's great. I'm great, Scott. Great to be with you.
So help me understand just what that felt like when you're in the House chamber, which in and of itself, with a full chamber, is pretty extraordinary, but you're there with the Holy Father.
It was an amazing experience, Scott. Let me say, you know, I got to the House of Representatives, to the House office building a little bit early, and Congressman Kramer who was so gracious to give me this ticket, walked me over. And as we walked over, you know, every time that any American is in that building in the United States Capitol, there's a real sense of reverence and gratitude for the freedoms that we all enjoy. And so to be escorted up there, and then, you know, each of us took our places in the gallery up above where the House of Representatives meets. And I was struck by a couple of things at the beginning. You know, everybody started coming in. And these are faces which you see in the newspaper, that you see on television all the time. A bunch of presidential candidates were there, and, of course, all the great leaders of Congress and members of the Supreme Court. And everybody sort of filed in, and they were all, God bless them, they were all kind of doing their politician thing. You know, they were down and they were milling around on the floor and shaking hands and laughing. And you know, you felt like you were there, and it was a little bit of the marketplace of the world. But when the Pope came in, there was a solemnity that took hold of the whole chamber. It was really extraordinary to see that his authority as he came in was a moral authority. It came from the content of his character as he took the rostrum where the president delivers every year the State of the Union address. And it was an amazing thing to see that type of authority put next to the authority of political leadership, which oftentimes, because of various factors, takes on a different sheen altogether. And I have to say that as a Catholic and as an American, and this was the sentiment of so many of us who were up in the gallery, it was a real historic moment, and a moment that was deeply moving and touching.
Yeah, it sure was. Wow. Just one of those deals where you just want to soak in every single second of it. And interesting analysis on the change of the tone of the campaign. And everything you just talked about is sort of exactly what I think, I mean, sort of finally sunk in at the 11th hour, right? That he was really coming as a moral leader.
Right.
And not as someone that was going to say, you know, I want this or I want that. And, you know, I mean, I understand it's human nature. When the Pope says something you agree with, to say, see, the Pope's on my side, right? I mean, it's kind of a nice trump card in an argument. But we really, you know, probably better off not doing that, right? Because it turns him into, you know, a politician, and he's not a politician. He's a pastor, right?
You know, and this is exactly right. And I was struck by it because obviously everybody knew that he has particular issues that he feels strongly about, and indeed that the church teaches strongly about. And so the way that the media outlets all spun this, and I read it carefully on my ride home yesterday, the way that the media outlets spun this is that, you know, he said some things for the Republicans, he said some things for the Democrats. And even in that chamber, even though I think the Speaker's office had given pretty clear instructions that it wasn't meant to be like the State of the Union, that people weren't supposed to be jumping up when he said something that appealed to their political ideology, that still happened. It still happened in certain ways. But at the same time, the message wasn't that. He didn't come primarily with a political message, although it was inevitable that a political sheen would be placed over it. He came with a message for the common good of humanity and as a pastor. And that was felt throughout, I think. And it was interesting to watch the reactions of people who were divided by ideologies coming together around this event and listening with such attentiveness. It was really something. Everybody hung on each word. Now, part of that is natural in that his English was soft and a little bit faltering. You know what I mean? It certainly has improved much because, you know, he was elected to the papacy speaking no English, but all of us were straining to hear what he was saying because he was the Pope, but also because it was quiet and just a little bit faltering, and so we were wanting to hear, and all of that added to the overall experience.
You know, when you talked earlier about how the atmosphere in the chamber changed from politicians running around making sure people were seeing them and shaking hands and slapping their backs and doing what they're doing, and then the Pope comes in, it's like, okay, let's be adults here. It's a metaphor for really what we need to do in politics generally, right? And even look, I'm as guilty as anybody of this. You get somebody on the other side of the microphone or a debate that you disagree with, it's easy to kind of just punch away. And really, that's about as opposite of the gospel as anything. I mean, we could use that pastoral. Just wait a minute here. That's one opinion. There's yours. Let's in essential, you know, of collegiality as you're debating differences. I mean, that's a pretty profound, really, and hopefully something that will, you know, stay with the Congress, right?
Well, it certainly is. You know, he gave a speech yesterday, and I listened to it carefully, and then I've read it since. He gave a speech yesterday, which would have which had strong words for both parties. He spoke about immigration. He also spoke about the family and the sanctity of life. His message was a hard-hitting moral message, which went across the party divides and which called the Congress and called, indeed, he spoke through the Congress explicitly. He said this to the whole people of the United States to be people who would confront a rising tide of violence in this world, divisions and slaughter, which is happening all over the globe, in which he expressed profound concern about. And he said that we're not meant to be imitators of that violence, but rather we're meant to confront it with peace and with justice. And this is an important message.
What would your headline be?
Hmm.
on the meaning or the message of that address?
You know, Scott, what would my
headline be? Mine was the golden rule. I thought he was coming there with something as simple as just saying, you know, treat others like you'd like to be treated. You know, that's what I was taking away from it.
Well, so I'd agree with that in part. The golden rule reference certainly aroused the second largest response of the speech. You know, I would say that the headline would be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And so he at the very beginning when he came in, before getting to any of the substance, he greeted everybody, and then he said, "It's good to be here in the land of the free and the home of the brave." And that was more or less his first remark, and it situated his comment such that all of the rest of the speech was a challenge that we should be truly who we say that we are, which is something which as human beings and as a society, we continually strive for. In other words, we place that as a moniker for our civilization, and to strive for it continually with God's help is invariably important and difficult. It's a daily challenge.
By the way, that's a great assessment of it is, and I think that's where people, you know, when they get wrapped up in what he says about, you know, I've been talking to friends lately, say, the guy doesn't like capitalism. He wants to, you know, all this ridiculous shit. I say, he's never been to the United States. He doesn't know how we use capitalism, right? And by the way, go check out Latin America. They do dump garbage in the streets there, but it's different. You know, I mean, so I love to hear you say what you heard him say is be the United States of America. I think he's saying we're doing some things darn good, right?
No, his message yesterday wasn't a fundamental critique of the American polity in any sense. It was a calling for us to be our true selves in that sense. And what you just said about the Pope learning about this country, it is a remarkable thing. Think about the challenge of that. He landed in this country not for his first time as Pope, but for his first time as a human being. He had never been here. And within an hour, he was in the White House, and the very next day, he was addressing Congress. I think during these days in Washington, in New York, and then in Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families, the Pope is going to come to know very many things about this country. And it's important because the American Catholic Church is important, and America is important on the world stage. And so as he's coming to learn that, he has something to share with us as well, which is a message which is important for us to hear.
Short break when we come back, and Monsignor has a meeting he needs to get to, but we'll keep for a couple more minutes after the break here and talk about a neat event coming up at the University of Mary. I have one more question on the Pope and some things people say about him, and then we'll tell you about that event coming up on October 20th. Don't go away. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Helping America feel better.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family, and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days, it's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back broadcasting live today from the League of Cities gathering and having a great time. As a matter of fact, appreciate our friends from AE2S Nexus for having us here today for the League of Cities event. We're going to tell you about some great things happening at the conference coming up in a little bit. I'm getting texts and calls about, I need the number again for that New York City trip that we announced yesterday. Grab your pen, because we'll give that for you. We'll give that to you here very shortly, okay? And also want to tell you that we are brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, your Bison tailgating headquarters. And remember, they have the 4 for $4 special every day, all day, every day. That's, you know, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, your choice of drinks, two cookies, four items for $4. But they also are giving away $1,000 every week throughout the Bison season. And they have the Bison apparel, they have the Bison tailgating, they have, you know, all the things you need. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Continuing our chat with Monsignor James Shea from the University of Mary today, who was with Pope Francis yesterday in Washington, D.C. for a number of events over the last couple of days, now back in Bismarck on campus. Here's the comment I hear that I wanted to ask you about before we talk about this event coming up on the 20th about the Pope, from Catholics, from people who love you know, the Catholic Church and are active Catholics. Say he's a leftist. This Pope's a leftist. He's trying to, you know, denigrate the United States of America. And I say he's a pastor, not a politician, but nobody listens. So I'm going to go to a true pro. What do you say to somebody who says the Pope's a leftist and doesn't like what America stands for, or capitalism?
You know, he addressed this himself on the plane from Cuba, in which he said that he's not a leftist, and that people who paint him as that are fundamentally misunderstanding his message. What's interesting, I was sitting yesterday next to somebody in the gallery who is a staffer for a Republican legislator, or a Republican congressperson. And she and I were talking afterward, and she expressed some concern about his emphasis. In other words, she said, you know, I'm in all these conversations about gay marriage, about abortion. I'm in all these different types of conversations about our economic system and about the things that my boss is always working for. And this was an extraordinary event. It was very moving for me, but I wish he would have thrown me one or two lines, you know, a little bit extra. And I think I've thought about that. If you read all that Pope Francis has been writing, if you read his apostolic exhortation, The Gospel of Joy, if you read Laudato Si, he is placing emphasis on particular things because he wants to be a person of unity. And so I think I said to her, I think he would say to you, you're already convinced. I have some other people that I need to talk to as well. And whether you agree with that strategy or not, it's certainly effective. In other words, if you look at the impact that he's having, if you look at how people are listening, Scott, who never were listening before, it's a new day in that respect. Pope Francis is certainly getting a hearing, and I saw it in person yesterday as people of both parties listened with rapt attention to hear what it is that he had to say. He's made no excuse for the fact that the fundamentals of Christianity, that the central teachings, which is his task to uphold, he's going to uphold. But he's emphasizing a number of other things as well, in an effort to throw open the nets and to preach what he calls and what his predecessors have called the new evangelization. So it's a very interesting dynamic to watch.
And very well said. Reading, I think what he says is the most important thing. I always say to people, you know, first of all, when Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, I say as a conservative, when Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi are giving the effusive praise they are of the most pro-life, pro-traditional marriage man on the planet Earth, that's a good thing. And number two, I say, did you read what he said, or did you read what somebody else said he said? Because that's pretty important too. So, but
yesterday in Congress, when he said that we need to protect life at every stage of its development, all sorts of people stood up and cheered for that, including people who would oppose what him and his predecessors have called the culture of life.
We have a minute left, but I'd love for you to tell us about what's happening October 20th at the Leadership North Dakota Summit on your campus.
Absolutely. Leadership North Dakota is an initiative which is brought together by a number of leaders here in North Dakota to provide leadership development. And it's happening at the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. The featured speech, it's going to be this year on cybersecurity, Scott. And so that's the theme of it, which is a growing concern of businesses, certainly. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Mark Hagerout, who's the new chancellor of the North Dakota University System, a North Dakota native who is a cybersecurity expert. He was at the U.S. Naval Academy, in fact, and has been deeply involved in that. We also have Cheryl Rose coming up. She's the head of IT security for Catholic Health Initiatives out of Denver, which also runs many hospitals here in North Dakota, including St. Alexius here in Bismarck. And so it's a gathering of all sorts of different people, and it's going to be very interesting. People can go to leadershipnd.org for more information or to register.
Peace be with you, my friend.
Peace be with you, too, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
We don't have these chats enough, but I know you're a busy man, and we'll have to do a talk radio town hall one of these days with Monsignor. And just
I sure love that.
Yeah,
thanks a lot,
fun.
Scott.
All the best. Take care. Monsignor James Shea. Now he's got to zoom all the way across campus, but that's all right. Back with more. Talk to our friends from AE2S Nexus coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yield and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.